Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, if you walk into pretty much any major bookstore at the moment, you'll find a table of books labelled as Book Talk Recommends or As Seen on Book Talk. Book Talk, if you don't know what it means, is a sub-community on TikTok where readers review, recommend and talk about their favourite books and authors using the hashtag Book Talk. So why has Book Talk taken the publishing world by storm and how powerful is it really? Well, journalist and author Niamh Donnelly is here to tell us more. So Niamh, you're welcome to the programme. So, Book Talk, the community, how did it come about?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks so much for having me. It started pretty much organically. So as you said, Book Talk is basically a hashtag on TikTok. And it was during lockdown, these young, mostly young women actually, were posting videos about books they loved. And at the same time, the rest of the world was in lockdown. So like we were all kind of reading books. Books were the one thing that weren't, you know, cancelled, I suppose. The hashtag kind of took off and this community basically spawned around Book Talk.
Okay, so, aren't there like billions of views or something to date? Huge, isn't it?
The last time I checked, I think there were 16 billion views on it and it's probably gone up since then.
Right, indeed, since the start of this conversation. So, the videos that are there, if I put in the hashtag Book Talk on TikTok, what am I likely to find?
Yeah, so you'll find all sorts. So they have like mood boards. So that'd be kind of like a collage of images set over music that kind of captures the tone and feel of a book. You might have time lapses of people reading an entire book, but obviously sped up. You might have 60-second reviews. One thing that was big was these videos. So there's a book called Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller, and that blew up. And that was published around 2011, and its publishers didn't know what was going on. But they tracked it back to this book talker called Ayman Shadiri, and she had posted this video. It was like, here's me before reading this book, and then here's me after reading this book, and she was in floods of tears. And that sort of became like a trend on TikTok, I suppose. And I mean, you'll see TikTokers now doing it for all sorts of books.
So that's the power of it. I mean, you're saying that this is 2011, the publishers had left that one go because it's a few years later, and now 10 years, 12 years later, suddenly huge because of this, what, 60 seconds is it or so?
Yeah. So these short videos are just really making these books blow up, I suppose. And the publishing world and the authors were just really shocked and confused. Like there's another author, Taylor Jenkins Reid, found herself in the New York Times bestseller list, which was great, but it was like for a book she'd written in 2017. And so, the publishing world didn't really know what was going on until they eventually figured out there were all these young kids, you know, talking about books on Book Talk.
But the first thing you mentioned there was sometimes a camera will pan across books. Is that it? And have music going. Is it like, I'm just thinking of how important the cover of a book actually is.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of covers there. But what I was describing mood boards, it's more like people will take images like if the book has, I don't know, an autumn aesthetic. They might have images of leaves and then images of people who look like the main characters or whatever. There's also people who like sort of act out, I suppose, teasers of the plot and pretend they are the characters and they're on the run from a killer, say for a crime book or something like that. Or another thing you'll see is book talkers like to talk about books in terms of their kind of tropes, especially because there's a lot of genre fiction on there. So you'll hear people talking about like, oh, enemies to lovers or friends to lovers, or there's one called Dark Academia. So that would be like, I suppose it's what you might call a campus novel, but it also has like a dark tone, you know, lots of smoke and pine wood and things like that. So they like to classify. I mean, it's kind of cheesy, but I suppose it's kind of clever the way they can get to the bottom.
So it's just about everything you've described, the videos in particular, they are the memes of the TikTok world.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the word meme kind of keeps changing, but like, because on TikTok they have sounds, which is really hard to describe, but like, I guess a sound clip that people might mime over in a different context or something like that. So that's kind of...
There's obviously fast motion if somebody is reading a book from cover to cover. It goes, okay. But is there slow motion a lot with a lot of this kind of stuff? And a lot of tricks of the trade with the camera and all.
I guess so. I'm not entirely sure what you mean by slow motion.
Well, no, what happened? How long is the average piece then on TikTok?
It's probably about, 60 seconds or something like that.
So you really need to work hard if you're going to make that work properly in terms of, you know, catching somebody's eye. What about like the titles and the authors and the genres that get the most attention? What would they be?
Yeah, so I mean, it is kind of a problem on TikTok these days that there are a handful of books that get more attention than others. So like they would be, let's say, Taylor Jenkins Reid, who I mentioned, her book, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, or Malibu Rising. You have Emily Henry, Sarah J. Maas, Madeline Miller. Like these would be books that your listeners will probably have seen on the beach or in bestseller lists, even if they don't know what book talk is. There's a huge one, Colleen Hoover. People might have seen her book, It Ends With Us. It's kind of a pinky beigey cover with kind of purpley pink writing on it. She's an interesting one because the ones I mentioned a few seconds ago, they would have been big before Book Talk, but Madeline Miller started out as a self-published author and she has always kind of merged social media and writing, I suppose, to get her name out there. So she is traditionally published now, but like she's definitely a good case study for how Book Talk can work for a self-published author.
If I assumed that a lot of the creators would focus on young adult fiction in a big way, it's pretty safe bet, is it?
Well, that's definitely where it started, and there's a lot of young adult, or what they these days call new adult, so like fiction that appeals to people who are new to adulthood.
Okay, but like, you know, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc., book lovers have been using other social media sites like those to talk about books for years. So why has, do you think, hashtag book talk had such a huge impact?
Yeah, like you're right. And a lot of these book talkers would have come up through these other platforms. Yeah. But I guess it's just the scale of it. Like, as I said, it had something like 16 billion views. And like there were just huge spikes in book sales that really got publishers and everyone in the books world to sit up and take note. I don't think that has happened in quite the same way with other platforms.
So if publishers have sat up and taken notice, in what way? Might they do it in an interfering way that you kind of, I don't know, you squeeze out all the joy of all what this is?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the publishers have started their own book talk accounts. They're not huge. Publishing is a funny one because they're not always great at knowing what books are going to take off. They put money into certain books.
But who is? Especially if you like, if you just explained one. Said one was 2011, one was 2017.
Yeah.
So every bit of it was over at that stage.
But I mean more in general. Like with new books that come out, like they certainly do push certain books and they do well, but they often find themselves surprised, I think. So I think they're pretty happy with the spike in sales. They are engaging with the book talkers. So one example was when Sally Rooney's book came out. Like it was pretty hard to get a proof of that. Is just an advance copy of a book. You know, if you're in sort of traditional media, but like proofs were kind of rampant on TikTok. So I guess they were kind of courting the TikTokers in that sense.
And if I was into Easton's now tomorrow, would I see a TikTok section?
Yeah, definitely. So I was in contact with someone from Easton a while ago. They, again, were getting all these searches for books on their website and didn't know why. But then when they discovered it was Book Talk, they set up a table with, as you said earlier, as seen on Book Talk or whatever.
So publishers are getting in on the act. Are authors themselves getting in on it?
Yeah. So Marion Keyes, for example, has set up a TikTok account. I mean, it suits authors, I think, who are kind of fluent in social media anyway. And you have this sub branch called Author Talk. Catherine Pasifka is another one who's on there, Elizabeth Day. But I don't know, like, I think a writer's job is to write. So if you're not sort of into social media, it might, you know, suck away all your attention.
But I think a lot of writers would say, no, 50% is writing, the rest of it is selling the damn book and getting it out there.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, if you're a self-published author, maybe, but I would have thought that's what your publicists and your marketing team are for.
But there's no harm in giving it 24 hours of your own time as well and get involved. But like with publishers getting involved, as we mentioned, could it ruin the whole thing of like hashtag book talk? Because, you know, with more sponsored posts or collaborations, these TikTok creators will become more like influencers and rather than, if you like, authentic real readers giving their honest opinions. It's like, you know, getting a 5-star review for a restaurant and you find out the guy who sent it in is the guy who owns the restaurant, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you mean,
yeah.
That kind of interference could have killed it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the life cycle of these social media platforms,
that's kind of
isn't
what I'm saying,
it?
Yeah.
Like they're fun for the first year.
I mean, you
or
say
so.
This was pandemic created, wasn't it? It's only about 2 years old.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. So they're fun for the first year or so, and then the advertising people come in and kind of ruin everyone's fun. And certainly, like, reportedly, book talkers are being paid to promote books, and they do have to tag it with ad or whatever. But I don't know. I hope it doesn't, because book talkers are really they're just gas. Like, they're really honest about things. Like, if you type in Sally Rooney, you might get one book talker gushing about how her books changed her life and expressed things she never could have expressed. And then you'll flick to the next video, and it'll be like, Sally Rooney's characters are among the fictional beings I'd most like to slap and stuff. So it would be a pity to lose that. Kind of, they're not as sort of polite as traditional literary criticism or whatever. They're young and they're passionate, and that's what's nice about it.
Yeah, and so long as there's no interference and it's genuine, that's pretty cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the authors then, like, the impact for them, if any, with the hashtag book talk. I mean, is there a benefit to it? Like, on the level of, for instance, is it bad news because it focuses primarily on a certain few writers and then other authors don't get a look in? Or is that hard look, boys?
Yeah, it's hard to know, because it kind of all comes down to, you know, the algorithm, the mysterious, like, machinations of the algorithm.
Yeah.
So, which is what I was saying, like, there are certain books that make it big. But it's no harm, like, if you're into social media to put yourself out there as an author, but it's hard to control, I guess.
All right, but I would say if you're a young adult fiction, your ears should be pricked up listening to this kind of thing. But if you're writing historical biographies that are 9,000 pages long, it may be something that you have never known about and you don't really need to know about it.
Maybe, you never know, it could take off.
Take off indeed, yeah. Okay, so on the back of the popularity and success of hashtag BookTok, TikTok have themselves launched an official book club. What's that?
Yeah, so it's interesting, like, because before it would have always have been the likes of Oprah or Richard and Judy or Reese Witherspoon or whatever who decides what's the next big thing. But BookTok now have started their book club. So it's just hashtag book club is where you find it. And they have a book every month. So the first one is Persuasion by Jane Austen.
Really?
I guess there's a Netflix adaptation of that coming out. And Austen Talk is also pretty big. So that has something like 17 million views as well. Yeah, that's the first book. They have these book club laureates. So they're kind of big book talkers who are leading the charge on this. And sort of... Yeah, like,
okay,
talking
but hold on. Are
the
these
book.
People random, or are they in a club? Like, I mean, for instance, like, could I become a book talk laureate, or could I become a book talk person that book talk, sorry, that the TikTok book club would say, we better get on to Dave there because we want to see what he thinks?
Well, no, not unless you start a really successful book talk profile, Dave.
Right, okay. So you start with a successful book, and you by the man.
Yeah, these people have been chosen to sort of lead the charge, and then other people are expected to join the conversation, I guess, by tagging their videos with hashtag book club, or to just comment on people's videos. Or
and is there anybody else besides Jane Austen who has their own special hashtag TikTok?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's all sorts of hashtags all over book club, so I think...
Oh, it's not that she's unique, saying, oh, there's a special one for her.
No, but I mean, she's pretty big, so she has...
She's pretty famous, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would you recommend following on TikTok for a good book talk content, if you like? Any Irish accounts?
Yeah, so there's a girl called Niamh Wallace. So she has an account called Books Are Brain Food. And she deals with books that are really popular in what we might call real life, but maybe not so popular on BookTok. So the likes of Emma Ryan, Brandon Taylor, Patricia Lockwood, and so on. There's Kevin Kelly at Irish Reader. He's a YouTuber come TikToker. So he has a pretty funny kind of account about mostly YA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A Northern Irish woman, A Teacher's Guide to Reading. So she's a teacher, surprise, surprise. And she's sort of into fantasy, romance, things like that. I mean, the weird thing about TikTok is you almost don't have to go looking for things. You just pink it and it knows to deliver it to you. So yeah, I mean, you can obviously follow these people, but, and then it will start to feed you what you're into.
Have you put up a minute of your own on anything, have you, that I might have seen and didn't know it was you if I was looking at it?
On TikTok?
Yeah.
No, I'm on there purely for research purposes, oh, Dave. I'm too old for that.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Okay, fair enough. Whatever. I don't even know what that means. Okay, listen, Niamh, thanks a million for dropping in to talk to us about something that I knew nothing about till the other day. Niamh Donnelly it is, as in journalist and author. Thanks, Niamh.
Thanks so much for having me. Dave Fanning on 2FM.